Hello, this is Ray, Sadie, and Brianna coming to you from SLA's conference room with our third podcast on How to Lie with Statistics by Daryl Huff.
Okay, so we're gonna start off on chapter six because we did leave off, we believe on the last one, at the end of chapter five. So I think we're gonna start off by talking about the imagery on that especially is described on page 69. This was Brianna's idea and topic, so do you want to like go a little bit more into that?
So I was focusing more on like how they started the chapter with saying it's like kind of all about eye appeal and what is appealing to the eye. For example, like more specifically with statistics, it's a lot easier to lie with imagery and then have the words say something completely different. So for example, they had like the bag of money things where there was like, you know, the smaller bag of money
Like
and
the
then
$30.
the bigger bag of money. But when you actually look at the picture, you would think that it's like twice as big and then twice as wide versus just one. I think the ratio was like 1 to 3 or something like that.
Yeah, it was, or 8 to 1, something. That's what I'm looking at right now. Or maybe it was one. Oh, right.
Yeah,
Yeah.
they said
Yeah,
something
it was
about
like
$69.
69.
Yeah, there we go.
The
Yeah.
statistic.
But yeah, and like while we were like planning out how we're gonna make this podcast and going through notes, Ray and I were like talking about dramatizing. Did you wanna say what you had said earlier?
What did I say again earlier?
Just that like dramatizing was like such a big part of statistics and
Oh,
when you look at
yeah.
statistics
Well,
is
again,
such a
back
big
to
part
the
of it.
eye appeal when somebody notices such a difference in size. At least here in America, I think people tend to go with something that's larger. So they use dramatizing cleverly in statistics, I think.
I mean, and that kind of like relates to the Gizmodo article attached to our benchmark type thing. It kind of talks about how they use visuals to kind of like stimulate like this false sense of I don't know, increase of production or something like that. I mean, it shows graphs, especially on this article, how they can basically say, you know, the same percentage, the same type of number, but it with just a little bit of like dramatization on the one that they want to really like hone in on, like on one, whatever, two sets of data. It looks like a huge, tremendous difference when looking at the visuals instead of just like the numbers. So that was kind of like, we thought that chapter six kind of related the most to the article that was given for us for our benchmark because it kind of talked about visuals more in the article, and chapter six is kind of talking about the same thing, just how like visual stimuli and like stuff like that can totally be exaggerated to, you know, kind of get the type of result that they want.
I think that was it about chapter six.
Yeah.
Okay, so chapter seven, one of the questions that Mr. Miles had asked us was, what is a semi-attached figure? So I realized that that question gets addressed in chapter seven. And just like through reading the examples that were given in chapter seven, I came up with the definition that it uses similarities to prove a point, but when you cannot prove the bigger point, you use the smaller examples. Which kind of also goes to the question that he had asked us, which is why do advertisements rely on smaller samples? So and throughout like chapter seven, they were talking about how you can have like this big question and you can answer this big question, but it might not like be the answer that you want it to be. So you have to find something smaller to focus on. So that would be like the small sample. And the example that stuck out to me, besides, I think there was like a medical example in chapter seven as well as a racial example, but the one when the tester had asked white people, both white white people who were, like, radical with, you know, blacks and all that stuff, mm-hmm. and those who weren't. And, like, he came up with this theory that, you know, there really is a difference, but he ended up focusing just on the feedback that the white people who weren't necessarily with black people gave. Mm. So that ended up giving the outcome that, yeah, black people do get a fair chance, mm-hmm. yeah, because that's what those white people had said when they were asked the question, do you think black people are treated fairly in the same way in the work industry? Right. Of course they're going to say yeah. So, only because they want to make themselves look good in the republic, you know, whatever. But,
Another thing that was pretty interesting to me in Chapter 7 was the kind of, like, statistics, like, relating to, like, death and, like, accidents. So that was pretty interesting because I feel like I kind of psych myself out with that type of thing, especially with these, like, texting and driving commercials, all these, like, things. But he was talking about, you know, how, you know, they can use a figure, for example, like, what was it? It was, like, on the steam railroads, 4,712 people died or something, but it was talking about how, like, mostly all of those were, like, automobile, like, accidents, like, relating to the railroads. It wasn't, like, passengers on board, like, trains going, you know, derailing and all that type of stuff. So I think that that's interesting because, you know, again, it would be accurate to say that, yes, that many deaths happened on a railroad or whatever, like, railroad, you know, transit. But it wasn't, it's not really in the way that, you know, you're perceiving it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it goes back to, like, lying by omission. But I just thought that that was interesting because I get really paranoid about, like, that type of thing, especially, like, being a teenager and, you know, with all those, like, I'm out here in these streets, so.
It says about the semi-attached figure. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, before I go on to read the definition of semi-attached figure, on page 82, mm-hmm. It says that in America, the semi-attached figure enjoys a big boom every fourth year. Ooh. And so back in 1942, I'm sorry, the governor thought that the salaries of teachers were too low, so he increased it. Uh-huh. The salaries of teachers in New York, I should say that. So the range went from $2,500 to $5,325 in that one boom. And so now they have the biggest salaries of teachers in the entire world.
That's like, that's interesting.
Yeah. But the definition of semi-attached figure is, the phrase seems to get used to describe a statistic, a figure, a number, which is misleading due to certain missing information. The statistic is related or attached to some situation, but does not prove what it seems to prove. Mm-hmm. The writer will often imply that the statistic proves the case, while the reader may make mistaken, but perhaps reasonable assumptions about the missing information.
Yeah.
That was interesting. All right. Chapter 8, I think.
Oh, are we going right into Chapter 8?
Right. Yeah, because then we'll do Chapter 9.
Did we do the 7? Did we do everything?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. We did everything.
Yeah, so Chapter 8 now.
let's see. So I wanted to start with just saying that it uses, Chapter 8 kind of talks about using statistics to make yourself, whether it's yourself personally or a company that you work for, look better. And usually these are, like, very outlandish, which are very, very outlandish statistics. I think... So when you're using, like, really outlandish things to describe a statistic that you're trying to come up with, it makes them focus more on all of the detail of the statistic and not necessarily the statistic itself. So if you have a more detail-orientated statistic and a more detail-orientated process, then the person who's reading about that statistic is going to be less likely to look into that statistic because they already see all this detail. So they're like, okay, this must be, like, a complete thing. This must be the final thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then also chapter 8 kind of talks about, it kind of swings like right back to chapter 6 about having eye appeal,
right,
eye
appeal yeah.
statements.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I thought that chapter 8 gave a lot of hints when it related to causation and correlation.
Right, yeah.
More often than not, people relate one thing to another and they say that, you know, this happened because of that, and it's just a, you know, coincidence that this happened the same year or the same time, but they have to relate.
Right.
So I think that statistics really, they use really clever ways of kind of giving
mm-hmm.
details that are not necessarily noticed all the time.
Post hoc logic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They you know, they use those large words that most people don't understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there any more points? Causation, correlation.
I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I think that's it for chapter 8.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any more.
Podcast for chapter 9 and 10.
Hear us loud and clear. Oh. Signing off. This is Ray, City, and
Peace.
Peace.